继续来谈到有关于团队侍奉跟教会增长的关系。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our class concerning the group approach to serving on the growth of the church.
早上我们谈到团队侍奉的各种障碍。
And this morning we've shared with each other concerning the obstacles to the group approach of serving.
当我在准备这个讲义的时候，
As I was preparing through the materials,
那么看到这几项团队侍奉的障碍
，and as I've noticed these obstacles,
也看到了自己的这个软弱
，and also reflects back to my own personal weakness.
比如说我们团队侍奉的第一个缺点
，for example, the first obstacle
就是欠缺舍己
，and that is the lack of self-sacrifice.
专顾自己
，and that we become self-centered.
这个常常我们在侍奉的时候是一个盲点。
And this many times occupies us while we serve.
以为说我们已经献身为主了。
And we may mistakenly think that I have dedicated myself to serve full time.
事实上呢，我们还存着很多的自我。
But in reality, I still have a lot of myself.
所以常常会照自己的意思来做事情。
And still, there are times in which I make decisions based on my own personal will.
第二个就是缺乏信任。
And the second, lack of trust.
就会常常自以为是。
Think that what I do is best.
有不少的同工也会有这样的事情。
And some coworkers also have this.
我们就觉得说我们已经尽了本分在做事情。
We feel that we have done the best that we can.
但是忽略了跟同工建立关系
and neglected the part of having this fellowship and this relationship with co-workers.
发现要推展圣工的时候
and then we discover that when we are trying to promote a certain church work,
彼此信任感不够
and then we'll feel that there is this distrust.
圣工很难推展
and then it's hard to promote the church work.
但是往往我们以为说自己都尽了力了
And then sometimes we think that we have done our best.
那问题不在我这边。
And therefore the fault is not on my side.
问题是在对方。
But it is on the opposing end.
可是这样的想法是不对的。
But such kind of thought is also misleading.
常常是因为我们缺乏跟同工的建立关系。
And sometimes it's because we neglected to have this communal living, this co-work relationship.
所以常常在做事情没有办法有一致的看法
and so that many times when we actually do the work that we do not see eye to eye
所以对圣工的发展非常的阻碍
and therefore presents itself a great obstacle to the growth of the church
第三个呢
the third
就是害怕冲突
afraid of conflict
所以常常会看到很多的会议场合大家不喜欢讲话
and you will discover that a lot of conference or meetings that people will keep silent
虽然表面上好像没有事情
So it seems as though on the surface there is nothing wrong.
但是问题还是一直的存在。
But the problem is still existing.
事实上我们看到教会不少的问题。
Even if we see many churches with many problems within the church.
有时候在聊天的时候大家好像都看得很清楚。
Even when we have this casual conversation, seems as though everyone noticed the problem.
教会问题在哪里呢?
And where are these problems?
或许能够讲得头头是道。
头头是道。
都讲得 很清楚
and then we are able to emphasize these problems very clearly
但是呢这些问题仍然没有办法解决
but these problems still were not able to be solved
因为我们有时候在会议里头没办法能够大胆地为这些问题来提出来讨论
because in the actual meetings we do not have the courage to bring out these issues
有时候考虑到会不会跟对方起冲突
Sometimes we care too much about how we may, whether there may, we may cause friction among the peers.
结果只是为了维持表面的和谐，然后让圣工受到阻碍。
And so just in order to maintain that superficial harmony, that actually it presents itself as an obstacle to the promoting church work.
那接下来就是缺乏承诺。
And the next is a lack of promises.
就是说开的会议没有决心要去执行这个工作。
That after we have the group may have reached a consensus, but they do not have the commitment to carry out the resolution.
听到一些同工说，我们做了就好了。
And sometimes you hear coworkers that says, as long as we do it,
不要要求太多。
Let's not have too high of a requirement.
但是问题做了有没有效果？
But then the problem is whether we go and do, is it effective?
达成既定的目标。
We have goals in which we want to achieve.
所以有些的工作常常只是口头上讲一讲。
And so a lot of things we discover is only spoken by words.
那尤其啊，教会的工作。
Especially church work.
做了，可能也得不到很多的鼓励。
Maybe even if we do the work, we may not be praised or encouraged from other people.
没有做，也是没有。不会得到很大的责备。
And if we don't do it, we will not be rebuked.
我常常就是这样，这个工作呢，就是含混的度过去了。
And so sometimes this work is just through time and just it just passes by.
我想在外面的公司啊，大概不允许这样。
I believe out in the corporate society, it is not allowed.
这个星期的目标没有达成，你就要想办法了。
Whether we have achieved this week's goal, we would have to present itself.
但是我们虽然知道说天上有神在看。
But we have to realize that our Heavenly Father watches over.
可是我们有时候自己自我解释啊，说啊，神大概不会那么严格吧。
But sometimes we even have the self-explanation and reason that, oh, perhaps God will not be so strict upon me.
其实常常误解了神的话。
And sometimes we misunderstand God's will.
好像那个领一千银子的。
Just as the parable about the one who received 1,000 talents.
我把它埋在地上，大概主人不会怎么样吧。
And if it's probably all right if I bury this 1,000 talents in the ground.
等到主人一见面的时候啊。
But when the master comes,
主人就不客气了。
And then the master will be very straightforward.
又懒惰又不忠心的仆人。
Say, you are foolish and lazy servant.
就把他赶出去了。
And so cast him out into darkness.
所以我们有时候会往往误解了神的意思了。
Sometimes we may misinterpret God's way in terms of our own.
人的意思当作神的意思。
Use our own way in replacement of God's way.
另外一点呢。
Next,
就是我们做事情没有周详的计划。
Is that when we do things that we lack the responsibility of a plan?
那么自然就会降低效率。
And then it naturally it will reduce the efficiency.
我想我们在盖会堂的时候很会计划。
I believe when we are building a chapel or church, we have many plans.
每一个步骤都要想得很清楚。
From each phase to another phase, we have all the detailed plans.
因为这个假如你不想清楚的话。
Because if we do not have this detailed plan, 可能
要赔很多钱。
Because then we might lose a lot of money.
所以一定要想得很清楚。
And so every plan, every phase, we must think of details.
钱不够的话，那怎么办？
If we do not have enough funding, what are we to do?
所以一般来讲，
And so usually,
建造这个有形的会堂很容易。
That to create a physical building, it may actually be pretty simple.
很会计划。
Because everyone can plan it quite well.
但是建造这个无形的教会就不容易了。
But to create the spiritual and the invisible to the eye church is more difficult.
牧养的工作要怎么样做？
Pastoral work, well, how do we go about it?
那么这个宣道的工作要怎么样做？
Evangelical work, what are we to do?
有时候问一些主办的人员。
And sometimes I ask the one responsible or the...
你有什么样的计划呢？
What kind of department as to what is your plans?
他也大概只能了解一些大概。
And they can only generalize.
先到之前做什么事情？
Before pastoral work, what are we to do?
他只会想到发发传单嘛。
Or evangelical work, we may think that we just pass out flyers.
布道会的时候要做什么？
What are we to do during evangelical service?
请讲员来布道。
And we just ask some speaker to come and speak about something about evangelism.
布道完就是请几个人来陪谈。
And then after evangelical service, just have some brother and sister to talk to these truth seekers.
但是他没有去考虑到谁来陪谈。
But then they didn't neglect it to find who will actually do this work to talk to the truth seekers.
怎么样做陪谈工作？
And how to go about talking to these truth seekers.
看不少教会啊，没有这样的训练啊。
I see that there are many churches that do not have such a plan or training.
一场布道会结束以后，
and so after evangelical services were held,
有些布道是问的问题，一些陪谈人员回答不出来。
That there are some questions posed by the truth seeker after evangelical service, and the brother and sister talking to them are unable to answer them.
很可能就是这样子就不再来了。
And then because of this, the truth seeker may lose interest.
那布道会以后又要做什么？
And then after evangelical service, what are we to do?
大概有人想就去访问嘛。
And then some people may say, oh, you just do some visitation.
大概是这样的一个想法。
Only a very general sense.
那整个详细的过程讲不出来。
As to the detailed plans, they do not know.
所以若能够有详细的计划。
And so if we have detailed planning,
他就知道说我们要布道会之前。
would know that before we have evangelical service,
从带导开始,
we first need to guide them,
啊, 然后跟慕道者建立关系,
and to build this relationship with the true seeker friends.
哎, 然后呢, 再来, 啊, 这个针对他的需要来跟他谈道理。
And then from the conversation with them to get an idea of what is their need and to direct the truth to their need.
那可能慕道者第一次不敢来教会。
And perhaps the true seeker may not want to come the first time.
那么要带他到哪里去呢?
And so where are we to bring them to service?
我们如何为慕道者安排一个好的环境?
How do we prepare for them a very more comfortable environment?
像这些 的事情啊若没有详细的计划,
so as to these questions, if we do not have a detailed plan,
这个结果当然是不好,
then we will discover that the result will not produce
哎, 我们不能
够说, very well.
哎, 神不同工,
and we can't just blame God and say God is not abiding with
us. 神怎么会跟一个不忠心的人同工?
How can God work with one who is not faithful?
哎, 所以说我们要忠心侍奉主。
And so that is why we must be a faithful servant.
神自然就同工了。
And then God naturally will work with us.
啊, 最后谈到这个忽略成果。
And then we talked about ignoring results.
啊，这个在工作上面，在教会里头啊，会遇到这个问题。
Especially in church work, you will discover we will have encountered this problem.
有些人不赞成说定个目标。
Some teams do not focus on results, they may say.
所以这个目标是人定的，不好。
He say that these goals are set by man's will, and therefore it's not good.
我们努力做就好了。
As long as we just do our best, everyone do his best, the result.
那么成就在神嘛。
And then have the reasons that the results dwell in the hands of God.
能够去定个说今年受洗要几个呢?
How can we set a goal how many people will be baptized?
这个当然他有他的理由。
Of course, these questions all have their reasons.
但是我们看保罗他也曾经说过。
But if we understand and we look into what Paul has said,
不是没有定向,
he said, I run ahead toward the goal, press toward the goal.
不是打空拳,
he said, I do not strive against the wind.
对, 所以说我们在服事的当中,
and so that is to say in our service,
一方面当然凭着信心啊, 跟衡量现况来定这个目标了。
Of course, with faith and according to the task at hand,that we can set goals.
而这个成果啊，不是个人的成果。
And the results is not of individual effort.
我们是要追求整体的成果。
But it is to, this goal is to represent the results of the whole team.
好像打篮球的。
Just like playing basketball.
啊，有些这个啊选手呢，他只追求说我自己的得分要更很高。
Some players only emphasize on how many points they can score in each game.
他忽略了跟他的他的那个同伴啊来合作。
And they neglected to play as a team against with their other players.
假如他自己得分很高的时候。
And when they actually have received their own score and score good points.
他很满意。
Then he is satisfied.
虽然输了球了。
Although they may have lost the game.
他不会很难过。
He doesn't feel all that bad.
至少我立了很大的功劳。
To himself, he may think I have contributed much.
这样的球队很少能够得胜啊。
Such kind of player hardly goes far in terms of
得胜的球队啊，是球员啊追求共同的成果。
A winning team is in which the whole team can participate and help each other actually win the whole game.
在教会里头，我们有看到有些的宣道人员啊，很认真传福音。
And so in church, we also see scenarios in which some workers may work diligently in terms of evangelizing.
相当有成果。
And have great results.
可是后面来了。
But then the overall result.
他们就开始埋怨，谁来跟进呢？
And then there were questions as to who will do the follow-up work.
我们那么辛苦带了很多慕道者啊。
I labor so hard to bring these friends to church.
谁来跟进呢？
Who will do the follow-up work?
当然这个其他的跟进人也要配合。
And of course, the other members of the team must also follow up with the work.
那么宣道人也不能够说我已经尽了力了，那个跟进是你们的事情。
But the one who does the evangelizing can't just say, "Oh, I've done my part, and therefore the rest is not my responsibility."
是应该事情大家都要协调好了。
Because this is the same event, same situation. Everyone is to do the work.
共同为集体的成果来努力。
And to strive toward the overall result of the team.
那这样呢，有好的成果，士气就不会低落了。
And then once we have and able to have the similar result, then we will not be low in morale.
那我们要如何追求有效率的团队侍奉?
And so how do we pursue effective results?
我想我们若是针对这些缺点来改进的话，
if we learn through these weaknesses,
我想我们就能够得到有效率的侍奉。
And then I believe we will indeed have work that produces effective results.
那么首先呢，我们看如何化解这个劝缺舍己的缺点。
And so first, let's look at how do we confront this obstacle of lack of self-sacrifice.
最近听到几位同工他这样说。
Recently, I heard from several co-workers.
经过了一场大病以后，
after they have encountered through a severe illness,
他对他人生做一番的醒悟了。
They have a different perspective as to life.
哎呀，过去那么努力、那么拼命的事情，实在是没有什么价值。
That in the past, howhow they worked and how some of their value systems.
所以他回过头来就想到，哎呀，应该多花点时间来为主来做圣工。
Now they reflect back and reevaluate and discover that they need to do more for God's work.
他说，我这条命啊，是主耶稣再给我，我等于是重生了。
And they testify as to this life has been given to me a second chance by God.
所以他很珍惜啊，这个重生的生命。
And therefore he treasured after this renew life.
马太福音十六章二十五节那里说。
In Matthew chapter 16,
凡是要救自己生命的，就必上吊生命。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
想要靠自己的方法来让自己灵魂得救，那是不可能的。
One who tries to do whatever he can to save his own soul, it is impossible.
往往这样的人会上吊他的生命。
For this person will lose his life.
但是这里是为主耶稣上吊生命的。
But whoever loses his life for my sake,
就是为了主耶稣他付出了他的生命。
For the sake of God to give up his life for God,
反而他是得到生命。
Then he will find life.
什么样为主耶稣付出生命呢？
So how do we sacrifice our life for God?
简单的说，就是学习做仆人。
And that is simply put, to be a servant for God.
这个是非常重要。
This is very important.
我们在服侍神啊。
In our service to God,
要常常去想，我这个生命真的是神给我的。
We must constantly meditate to ourselves that this life has been given to us by God.
一场大病以后才知道说我的生命是主耶稣给我的。
Let us not wait to the point in which we are lying on the hospital bed and in a severe illness and say and ponder about life.
既然是仆人，
and since we are servants,
当然他就要知道说我的一切是主耶稣的，是我的主人的。
Of course, we have this recognition that everything that we have belongs to the master.
若是能够有这样的想法，
and if we have this kind of understanding,
当然他的心中就会想到我的生命的主人就是主耶稣。
And then he will in his heart believe that the master of my life is Lord Jesus.
那么就会想到说我是主耶稣的仆人。
And then that I am the servant of Lord Jesus.
所以我们每一个人要学习啊，做主耶稣的仆人。
And so every single one of us need to learn how to be a servant.
做主耶稣的仆人啊，要下点功夫。
And to be the Lord's servant, we actually need to do our work.
不再以自我为中心了。
It is, we are no longer self-centered.
所以那个时候我们就不会再计较什么。
And then in that time, we will not argue over mundane things.
主耶稣要我们怎样做仆人？
How does God want us to be servant?
那么他在这个马太二十章。
In Matthew chapter 20.
在马太二十章他这样说。
In Matthew chapter 20.
二十章的二十七节
，In Matthew chapter 20, verse 27.
谁愿意为首的，就必做你们的仆人。
And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave.
什么叫仆人呢
？What does it mean to be a slave? Verse 28.
正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃要服侍人。舍命做多人的赎价。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life of a ransom for many.
所以主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
So Jesus himself has set the example for us.
做仆人要了解主人的意思。
A good servant understands what pleases God, his master.
这个是很重要的观念。
This is a very important principle.
所以做仆人耳朵要听。
And so a servant that is well prepared needs to be able to listen.
在我们附件这个第二的地方。
And the
就是那个学习做仆人那一篇文章。
As we can see in our material, learning to be a servant,
有几个重点。
There are some some important points.
第一个就是说, 耳朵要听,
and one is listening skills.
听主人要我做什么?
A servant must be able to hear clearly what is the master's will.
我们常常听到有些信徒会这样的抱怨,
sometimes we hear complaints from believers.
人家外教会啊, 做了很多善事,
that other denomination have the, done many charitable works. That our church should also follow their example and do more charitable works.
难道是这样子吗?
Now, is this true?
当然做善事是好的,
of course, to do charitable works is a good thing.
更重要的善事是什么?
But what is a more important charitable work?
所以在马可福音第一章那里,
and that's why in Mark chapter 1,
啊, 从35节以后,
verse 35 and onward, here it tells us something. Before Jesus went to work, he went to pray. So he have a clear idea as to what pleases his master. When his disciples came and said that the multitude is looking for him,
啊,主耶稣就说我们要往别的地方去。
And this, Jesus replied and said, we are to go to another place.
换句话说,主耶稣不去医治那些来找他这些人。
It means that Jesus is not there to fulfill the request of physical healing for the people that came to seek after him.
主耶稣说我们要到别的村庄传道里。
For Jesus said, let us go into the next towns to preach the word of God.
因为我是从这事,为这事出来的。Because
for this purpose I have come forth.
所以从这里让我们知道,
and so from here,
医病赶鬼, 很好的事情啊,
healing and casting out demons is a good thing.
主耶稣说, 啊, 我不是为这个事来的,
but Jesus reminded the disciples that he was not sent to do this task.
当然主耶稣也知道, 这些人纯粹是为了要求医病赶鬼。
For Jesus understand that these people came to search for him for to see these miracles.
若是他们, 啊, 不懂得来追求这个真道, 生命的道理,
if they fail to truly recognize to come to pursue Jesus for the word of God,
肉体得到医治啊, 对他没有什么好处,
even if they have received physical healing, it benefit them none.
所以这个对于我们今天在侍奉主来讲,
and so for us who are serving God,
我们就是要分辨清楚,
we also have to have this distinction.
有些人主张说, 教会啊, 要盖医院啊, 盖学校啊,
some people may say we need to build hospitals and build schools,
哎, 能够来帮助更多人,
and to help the society and help more people.
没有错,这个很好,
indeed, this is good things.
但是更重要的,
but there is something more important.
我们宣道的工作, 这基本有没有做好?
To preach the word of life, have we done well in this task?
这个都是没有把它做好,
if we did not do well in this task,
只是做一些社会的福利工作,
only to do some society charitable works,
这不是教会建设的本意,
this is not the reason in which the church was established.
所以说我们耳朵要常常听,
and therefore our ears must constantly be listening,
主耶稣要我们做什么?
To listen to what our Lord Jesus wants us to do,
哪一个是最重要的?
Which one, and prioritize,
当然我们也要去了解到别人需要什么,
of course we also need to see what other people need.
他说需要的若合乎神的真理的话,
if the needs is according to the will of God,
那么天父呢会来帮助他,
and then the Father will help him.
就好像是第二章啊,
just as chapter 2 of Mark,
马可第二章这里提到,
Mark chapter 2,
主耶稣看到 那些那个摊子跟抬着摊子来的那些人的信心,
when Jesus saw the faith of the people who brought the paralytic,
就知道他们的信心是真的信心,
and he saw through that their faith is indeed a genuine faith.
所以马上对他说, 小子啊, 你的罪赦了,
and so he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven.
所以眼睛要看,
and so eyes must be open to see
他们真正的需要是什么,
what is their actual need.
那么我们给他一个最 好的帮助,
and then we give them the best assistance.
除了眼睛看,
besides seeing that our hearts, we must also think and
ponder.
What are we to do so that both aspects can be benefited?
啊, 所以这个是我们做圣工啊, 啊, 要用心想,
and so when we do holy work, we also need to ponder with our hearts, so that both parties can be edified.
有些人做圣工, 没有用心想,
some people do holy work without pondering.
啊, 最常见的就是我们在教会的一些聚会。
For instance, most faults we see is concerning the services we hold in church.
啊, 有些的负责人啊, 就是把名字排一排，那就表示他的责任完了。
Some council may feel that they fulfill their duty by just assigning speakers to lead the service, and that is done.
但是他很少去注意到说，那么有几个晚上的聚会啊，是个位数的，
个位数，
就是十个人以下。
And fail to realize how many that maybe the attendance of attending services is less than 10 people.
这样没有效果的聚会一直的在持续。
Such kind of service with no results. And it continues.
这个就是不用心去想。
And this is one that does not think.
啊，那这样怎么算是主的仆人呢？
And then how can one call oneself a servant of God?
所以我们在做圣工要用心的想。
And so when we do God's work, we must think.
再接下来就是要嘴巴要说造就人的话。
And then we must speak edifying words.
这一点也是非常重要的一件事情。
This is also very beneficial.
因为我们的嘴巴最容易说批评人的话。
Because constantly we realize that we speak words to criticize other people.
那么鼓励造就人的话，有时候我们不知道怎么说。
Words of encouragement and benefit to other people, we actually do not know how to speak.
这个就是要好好的学习的。
And this is something we need to learn.
平常我们应该是多关心对方的优点。
And many times we need to care for other people's weaknesses.
给他适当的鼓励。
And to give them encouragement.
对对方来讲，帮助非常大。
And for others, it is of great help.
就像我们在教小孩子一样。
Just as we teach our younger ones.
你天天骂他的话，他一定非常的这个丧志灰心。
If we every day we scold at them, they will lose their self-esteem and they will be depressed.
鼓励他的话呢？
But if we give them positive reinforcement and encouragement,
可能这个是比较反应比较慢的孩子呢，他也会进步。
Even with one child who is slower in their reactions and response, they will produce positive response.
接下来就是手要去做。
And so then we need to do.
主耶稣让我们最感动的地方是他亲手来洗门徒的脚。
What Jesus touched us the most is how he stooped down to wash his disciples' feet.
我们现在的通病真的是说的很多，做的很少。
Many times we see that we can speak a lot of words, but we do very little.
有时候不能够谦卑的来侍奉。
Many times we are unable to humble ourselves to serve.
比如说我们常常说要怎么样建立家庭祭坛呢？
Sometimes we may say how important it is and how to go about establishing a family altar.
虽然一直在讲。
Although we may continuously say,
看不到行动,
but we do not see the actions.
因为要做这个事情,
because in order to do this action,
要花相当的耐心,
you must have a lot of patience.
所以虽然这个我们都知道,
and even this teaching we know,
基督化的家庭非常重要,
a family with family altar is very important.
讲了很多,
and there's a lot of teachings that we speak of in the pulpit.
在教会里头看到这个成效很少。
But then inside the church, we actually see very few of this.
所以说要来侍奉。
And so in order to serve,
我们真的是要学习做仆人。
We need to learn how to be a servant.
一方面知道我们主人的意思。
First, to understand what is the will of our master. 一方
面了解众人的需要。
And also understand what is the needs of the people.
我们存着一种爱主的心。
And then with a heart of loving God.
那自然我们就能够服侍众人。
And then we can serve the people.
这个是服侍的一个最基础的地方。
And these are the fundamentals of being a servant.
我们若没有这样的心智。
If we do not have such kind of attitude and heart.
那大概以其他的工作我们就没办法做了。
And then as to other works, we are unable to accomplish.
所以这个最基本的这一个我们一定要学会了。
So these basics we must learn to do well.
那在接下来呢？
And continually,
我们要学习知道对方，然后来介绍自己。
And that is to have this mutual understanding and have this introduction.
这个工作也的确要用心的去学习。
And this part of work also needs a lot of heart to learn.
有时候我们就是忽略这样的工作。
Many times we also neglect this area.
所以才会缺乏彼此的信任。
And therefore that is why it produces this distrust.
假如我们翻开圣经来。
If we turn to the Bible.
我们就会看到好多个成功的这些圣工人员。
We can see many successful workers of God.
他们在这方面做得非常的彻底。
And that in terms of God's work, they have been very faithful.
譬如说主耶稣,
For instance, Lord Jesus,
他很重视跟众人的关系。
He emphasized greatly upon his relationship with the multitude.
所以他强调, 我们不是要离开世界, 而是要进入世界。
And that is why he explains and says, it is not that we segregate ourselves away from the world, but is that we are to immerse ourselves in the world.
是要接近, 这个大众,
and so Lord Jesus is actually encouraging us to build this relationship with the people.
去认识他们,
to come to understand them.
也让他们来认识我们,
and to let them also to be comfortable and understand us.
主耶稣要出来之前,
and so before Jesus began 你看, his ministry,
天父差派了施洗约翰,
how God in heaven sent John the Baptist
为主耶稣做介绍,
to pave the way of introducing Lord Jesus to the world.
主耶稣要接近众人之前,
and so before Jesus came to have, this relationship with the people,
天父也为他安排好了,
The Heavenly Father has already made this preparation so that other people can easily come to understand Him. And so this is something we need to also learn, how to understand others. And we hope that other people can learn of us. And as Jesus learned of the multitude,
他更关心哪些人能够跟他同工。
He cares even more as to who can actually work alongside with him. And therefore, he always keeps his eyes out for those that he can use and to work with. For instance, the example of him choosing the 12 disciples. To have them constantly abide next to him wherever he goes in order to train them. And even through partaking meals, how he developed this relationship with them.
所以他有时候参加, 这个立位的, 这个宴席,
and sometimes he attended the feast of the Levi.
参加华丽赛人的宴席,
or a certain feast of the Pharisees.
甚至他升天之前啊, 他向门徒显现,
even before his ascension into heaven, that how he revealed himself to the disciples.
他还关心他们小子,
he even cared them to the point that he asked them, children, have you anything to eat?
所以借着吃饭, 的时间跟他们建立关系。
And so through meal times, actually, Lord Jesus, you see him build this relationship with his disciples.
教会啊, 有时安息日啊, 这个休息时间, 有些人就喝茶啦, 喝咖啡啦,
Now, and so nowadays we see also on Sabbath day and during break time or during lunch time we may have some tea gathering or some break snacks together as a group. And Jesus' goal is that in this work that he can expand his good works, workers.
甚至他用特别的手段争取到最好的人才。
And he even used his special technique to attain for himself the best and the most gifted. And that is to, for example, of choosing Paul. He uses his bright light to shine upon him. And to use that to change the hard heart of Paul. And that he can be God's faithful servant.
所以说主耶稣啊, 他很重视。 跟这些同工建立好关系。
And so Jesus emphasized greatly on the importance and significance of his relationship with his disciples.
他的成功也在这个地方。
And if you look into Paul and Peter and their success dwells upon this issue.
看到保罗的书信呢, 很多说,
if you look into the epistles and the letters of Paul, it constantly writes.
他的书信后面一大堆的人名,
and the end of his letters, he writes up of many different people.
说这些人向你们问安。
They say, these people send their greetings to you. And can you also send my greetings to these people? You can see how Paul emphasized about his relationship with his co-workers. Same thing with John. In 3 John,
and
his last verse, he also say similar.
在一篇三书的最后一节,
the third episode of John, the last verse.
说愿你们平安，众位朋友都问你安，请你替我按着姓名问众位朋友的安。
Peace to you, our friends greet you. Greet the friends by name.
所以成功的这些使徒们,
so these successful servants of God,
他们在这方面啊, 做了, 下了很大的功夫。
In this area of work, they have put much attention.
所以他们能够知道对方，也让对方了解自己。
So they can understand the people in which they have this communion with, and also have the people understand them.
同心侍奉。
So that they can both work toward this journey
to heaven. 所以这一点的确是我们要多多的学习。
So this is something in which is very important for us to learn.
我们现在有几位同工在这方面做得不错。
Some of our fellow co-workers done very well in this area.
所以他们能够得到众人来跟他同工。
So they are able to achieve the mutual and the harmonious work with other co-workers.
那我们再进一步来看另外一点。
Let's go further.
就是要面对问题来追求成长。
And that is to face the problems in order to pursue growth.
我们在侍奉当中一定会发现种种问题。
When serving as a group, we will discover that difficulties and problems is inevitable.
那看到问题就要详细去了解这些问题的原因在哪里。
And when we encounter our problems, we must go further to understand where did the problem arise.
我们必须要用心去探讨问题的原因。
We must use our heart to find out what is the reason or the root cause of this problem.
找到解决的方法。
And to find a way to solve the problem.
那我们个人能够成长，教会也能够成长。
And individually, as we continue to grow, the church will also grow.
当然，有些事情是必须要去不断的学习。
Of course, there are some things in which is more long term and is continual process.
譬如说，我们看到教会不少问题。
For instance, we can see there are many problems.
那问题在哪里呢？
And as to what is the root cause of these problems?
譬如说，我们看这一张图表。
For instance, if we look at this flow, this diagram,
这教会的圣工呢，大概有这几个重点。
The church concerning the holy work of the church, maybe of these departments.
第一个就是领导的核心。
And that is first about the unity between the leaders.
它是由长老、传道、执事、负责人来组成的。
And it consists of the elders, the ministers, the deacons, the council members.
也很可能包括一些负责圣工的一些弟兄姐妹。
Or even and also believers and brothers and sisters who are included in the holy work.
那教会的问题在哪里呢？
And where is the problem of the church?
可能跟这第一项有关系。
And maybe directly related to this first item.
长老若知道他的职责在哪里。
If the elder knows where his
他的工作重点。
If he knows what is his responsibility,
那么他若是能够用心的去完成他所被托付的工作。
And if he uses his heart and to diligently do his work,
可能问题就会解决了。
And very likely the problem will be solved.
那么执事要如何帮助长老？
And how is the deacons to help the work of the elders?
执事如何帮助传道？
And how is the deacon to support the work of the pastors?
假如这个大家能够按照恩赐来这个完成这个工作。
If everyone can do according to the gift and the responsibility to do it.
可能这个就迎刃而解了。
And then probably we are able to solve this problem.
那另外一个宣教的开头。
And in terms of
就是我们要传福音。
As in terms of problems of evangelical work,
那要怎么去传福音？
How do we go about to preach the word?
我们的策略在哪里？就是我们方法在哪里？
Where is our method?
到底我们现在传福音的问题有哪些呢？
What are the problems that are underlying our evangelical work at the moment?
为什么我们拼命传福音，但是效果很少？
Why is it that we constantly preach the word of God, but the result seems so little?
是没有清楚的目标吗？
Is it because we have no clear goals?
是不是没有好的见证人呢？
Is it because we have no good testimony?
是不是没有去发掘各种的福音的接触点呢？
Or do we have not utilized the different resources in the service areas?
是不是教会人数很多了，没有分社呢？
Or is it because the church is overcrowded and did not branch out?
这个我们要去思考这个问题。
We need to ponder about all these issues.
另外这个敬拜造就。
And in terms of worship edifications,
从这个出信的造就，
from the number of attendance,
还有家庭祭坛的建立，
and also from the establishment of the family altar,
这个我们是不是做得好呢？
Have we done well in this area?
还有这个婚姻的辅导，
And about the marriage counseling.
啊，这跟这个啊敬拜造就有关系。
These all directly relates to the effectiveness of worship.
再来就是团契生活。
A communal fellowship.
我们有没有办法让不管人多少啊，大家都能够感受到我们是一家人？
No matter how many people we have in church, are we able to have that feeling that everyone really feels as a family?
教会像家庭啊。
That we can simply say, church is my family.
这一点我们做到了没有？
Are we able to achieve this?
再来一个神学训练。
And also theological training.
我们有没有好的这个讲员呢？
Do we have good teachers?
有好的讲员才能给我们好的东西。
If we have good instructors, then they can give us good things.
假如说我们没有好的讲员，
If we do not have good instructors,
我们就没办法学到更多东西。
Then we are unable to actually learn and receive more.
是不是应该要强这个加强呢？
And do we need to put more emphasis here?
假如每一项工作的训练都做得很好。
Now, if these every different areas is able to do well,
长老他懂得来指导各项工作。
The elder is able to provide certain guidance or counseling to other areas of work.
信徒也知道说我应该按照我的恩赐来参加哪一个工作。
And the believers have this understanding as to what is their gift and what departments are they to be participating in.
那整个工作的循环就很顺畅。
And then this whole organizational structure and this flow of work will be done very smoothly.
我们教会今天面临哪些问题？
And so today, what are some of the problems that we face?
可能这些工作都出了问题。
It may be even perhaps every point that we mentioned here, we have some problems.
那么我们应该从哪一个先来做呢？
And so which one should we actually begin with?
啊，这个就很重要了。
And this is also important.
啊，到底哪一个先做？
Which problem shall we confront?
所以有人这么讲啊。
And so some people may say,
十个问题啊。
There are 10 problems.
可能你先抓到两个重点。两个问题。
Maybe let us just focus on the first two problems.
这两个问题一解决啊，其他八个都解决了。
And after these two problems have been solved, maybe the rest of the eight automatically will also come to peace.
就必须要去了解到到底哪个工作最重要。
And so it's very important for us to realize which work is more important, prioritize.
根据我的观察。
From what I have observed.
虽然每一项工作都有它的问题。
Although each department or each kind of work have its problems,
但是呢，有三个工作我觉得很重要。
I believe there are three core work.
第一个当然是长职传道的问题。
And that is first the problems that involves the leaders of the church, the elders and the pastors and ministers.
看到我们的长职的案例啊，的确是不符合教会的需要的。就是说不能够满足教会的需要。
And even the ordination of our ministers does not fulfill the needs of the church.
我有时候这样想。
Sometimes I ponder.
真耶稣教会是真的教会啊。
True Jesus Church is the true church of God.
我们的道理是好的道理啊。
We have the true gospel and we have the truth.
那为什么培养这些信徒？
And how come when we nurture the believers?
五年十年不能够培养更好的信徒吗？
And that 5 years and 10 years after, how come it's not possible to nurture good gifted workers?
难道我们的信徒都成长那么慢吗？
Is it really true that our believers are so slow in growing?
难道我们的信徒那个道理出了问题吗？
Is it true then that there are some problem in our teachings?
应该不是这样的哈。
I don't think so.
你看我们有些信徒啊，有时候看哦，两三年来的时候，一看，哎，哇，他长进了很多了。
For instance, some believers we see after 2-3 years how much they have grown.
是好信徒啊。
And is a good believer.
品德不错。
And have a reputable character.
又有能力。
And have is very gifted in his work.
又圣灵充满。
And filled with the Holy Spirit.
那为什么不给他安立为长子呢？
And then how come we do not ordain them as a minister?
因为这个没有按照圣经的这种精神的案例的话，
Because if we do not ordain according to the spirit and attitude that is written in the Bible, 我们会
损失很多人才。
We will actually neglect and oversee a lot of gifts.
明天侯长老他会讲。
Concerning this problem, Elder Ho will emphasize more tomorrow.
长职的问题不是我们一般教会能够解决。
For in terms of this problem, not any. It's very difficult for the local church to handle this themselves.
另外一个问题啊。
Another problem.
就是教会家庭化。
And that is the, for the church to be more like a family environment.
这个就是团契生活。
And this is in relation to fellowship.
这个是我们可以做得到的。
This is something we can all achieve.
但事实上我们离这个目标还很远呢。
But reality is that we are still far from achieving this.
假如这一点能够做得到,
if we can really achieve this family unit fellowship,
宣教工作可以解决。
And then
the
evangelical problem can also be solved.
那个敬拜造就的问题也能够解决。
And then the problems that is associated with the worship effectiveness will also be solved.
事工的训练也能够解决了。
And also about certain training areas will also be solved.
动员侍奉也能够解决了。
And to promote the holy work also be solved.
甚至于我们说要找出人才。 案例长子,
even to find talented and gifted resources will also be solved. I believe that fellowship is a very important point. Of course, theological training is very important. Today we see how come our church cannot progress more quickly.
我们有时候看到传道长子啊, 被安立之后,
we can see sometimes when the pastors or deacons are ordained.
好像那个陀螺啊, 就一直在转啊,
it is just like a spindle in which to just continue to spin.
没办法停下来,
they cannot stop.
没有时间再充实自己,
they do not have the time in order to regain that strength and to revitalize themselves. And actually harm these individuals.
对教会亏损更大,
and then it will even hurt the church in the long run.
传道人经过长职或传道经过几年的侍奉以后,
after the ministers and the pastor deacons have gone through many years of service,
能够再给他进修,
and to give them some time to take a break
提升,
and to revitalize themselves, to strengthen themselves and to elevate themselves. And then their service and the quality of their work will even be elevated. And then we will return even more closely to the teaching of the Bible. Of course, the more we understand about the Word of God, the better it is. So in principle, the way I have observed in the past, it all goes down to these three points. And after we have come to understand these problems, then we must come into this determination.
要了解到,
so as to where do we begin?
我们等一下再来,
let's continue this.